from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I would encourage you to stay tuned and hear what the Lord has to say to your heart today, because God does have a message just for you. The story's told of a man who was attending a series of gospel meetings, and in one of those meetings the Spirit of God touched his heart, so much so that when he left the meeting he said, "I'm going home, and I'm not going to sleep until Jesus Christ takes away my sins. And if I have to stay up all night and pray, well, I'll do it." He had quite a distance to walk, and then as he went along home, he thought, "Why can't I pray now as I go home, instead of waiting to get home?" But he didn't know a prayer. His mother had taught him to pray, but it was so long since he had uttered any kind of prayer that he had really forgotten all about prayer or how to even pray. But then the Spirit of God brought the prayer of the publican to his mind. The publican's prayer is recorded for us in the Word of God. It's a very short prayer, and it's this: "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And it was that prayer that that man prayed on his way home that night after the gospel meeting. And as he prayed that prayer, the Lord heard it, the Lord answered, and saved his soul. And before he got home, he had the assurance in his heart that he was saved, that it was well with his soul. You could pray that prayer. It's short, and it's the prayer that every sinner needs to pray. Why not even now call upon the name of the Lord and be saved? It is our prayer that as you listen to God's word today, that if you're unsaved, you will call upon the name of the Lord, cry out for his mercy, and come to him. Bringing God's word today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Welcome to our Bible study. We're going to turn to God's word. Let me just remind you of what we read in Mark chapter 6 and the verse 1. "And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him." Amen. We'll end our reading there. Now let's have some music. It's the Salvation Army singing for us a grand favorite, "Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross." In the passage that we have read together, we are considering how the Savior was received in Nazareth. It was his own country, we are told in the verse 1. And surprisingly, in his own country, he was rejected. We read that the people were offended at him. We have an old saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And sad to say, being familiar with the Lord Jesus, those who knew him from his boyhood held in contempt the idea of him coming to preach the gospel to them. That's a most wicked and a most foolish notion. I hope that you do not hold the gospel in contempt simply because you have been taught it from your earliest days, but rather count it a glorious privilege that you have enjoyed. And make sure that the treasure of the gospel that has been set before you has been fully embraced and used and received by you. Don't cast it aside, treat it as something that is common, but rather obey the word of God. I want to concentrate today upon that little phrase that we find in the verse 3. In fact, it opens the verse 3. Is not this the carpenter? I want us to consider the lowly position, the humble position, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, occupied when he came amongst men. When he began his public ministry, he took upon himself the form of a servant, and he occupied himself during his adult years before declaring himself the Messiah with the labors of the carpenter. Now this expression, this remarkable expression, is not this the carpenter, is found only in the Gospel of Mark. And of course, that's not surprising, because as we said when we first began our studies in the Gospel of Mark, this Gospel presents the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant. It highlights his labors, his toils, his servitude as he went about his Father's will. And so it's not surprising that it's in this Gospel we discover it recorded that the Lord Jesus was a carpenter. It tells us plainly that for the first 30 years of his life, the Lord Jesus was not ashamed to work with his hands. There's something marvelous in this thought. He who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that we see around us, he without whom nothing was made that was made, the Son of God himself, took on him the form of a servant, and in the sweat of his face he earned his bread as a working man. This is indeed that love of Christ that passeth knowledge. We read in Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, the chapter 8 and the verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich." The Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself indeed. We ought to learn that there's no shame in lowliness, nor is there shame in a lack of this world's goods. The Savior would have been a poor man. He didn't follow the trade of one who would have accumulated much riches as a result of his work. But he would have been a humble man, a poor man. And we ought never to be ashamed to occupy the same station in life as did the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no shame, I tell you, in occupying a lowly position in this world. Indeed, if truth be told, and I suppose one day when all these matters are examined in the light of eternity, it will be seen that those who followed a humble and more lowly path through the world were shielded and sheltered from many of the temptations that overtook and conquered the rich and the worldly. Of course, poverty may be brought upon a person by their sins, and of that we ought to be ashamed. Many bring poverty on themselves and on their families through drunkenness, through gambling, through the misuse of their money and their assets. That is something of which we ought to be ashamed. but we ought never to be ashamed of following a humble yet honest trade and following in the steps of Christ in his earthly journey. It ought not ever to be considered a shame to serve as did the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder today, do you pine after this world's goods? Do you often say to yourself, I wish I had that big car, I wish I had that big house, I wish I had that fat wage packet that's coming in? My dear friend, there's a treasure that's of greater value and of greater worth than all that this world could ever give you. It's to know your sins forgiven. It's to know the pardon of God. It's to know that there is a place reserved for you in heaven. I wonder, do you have that treasure? Oh, don't fret too much about the brief journey through this life, but rather think of the eternity to which you're going. I hope you're saved today. I hope you're born again today. May God in his mercy enable you, even at this very moment, to kneel down and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ that your sins may be forgiven. Join with us again next week. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.